This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you had a great Monday to survive the heat wave. Didn't bother the golf course. Tell you what, people in golf league showed up. Only about three groups didn't show up. People were there.
Three. They no-showed?
Yeah.
Because of heat?
I think three groups showed up. Did not show up because of the heat.
That's embarrassing.
I was not one of those, Bill. I was there. It was enjoyable.
Is that embarrassing? It is embarrassing. It's a little hot out.
Well, I mean, they might not say that, but there was a couple groups missing that are usually there.
Yeah.
Could be vacation. Likely was a heat-related thing.
I don't know. A lot of weddings on a Monday night.
A lot going on.
Name them. Name names.
Maybe they want to watch the game sevens and game threes of the different finals, possibly. I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt here, but it seems to me like it was more of a heat-related absence last night for a couple teams. I was there.
I sat down at like 6:04, and I watched TV for like 4.5 hours. That's never happened.
Good for you.
Since like college football.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean, I have basically zero interest in anything besides that. And I watched 4.5 hours.
Well, hold on. Yeah. Zero interest in anything besides college football.
Really? Generally. I don't have a to watch, yes.
Fine,
I mean, watch. The NFL, at least the playoff times, yes.
God, we are similar beings. Me. We are similar beings.
It does interest me.
I try to turn on the TV sometimes, and I'm just like, what am I doing? What am I doing? Yeah. Just passing. Like my brother-in-law said it one day. He just said it not as a proclamation, just as an aside. He goes, watching TV is just passing the time. That's all that is. You're just passing the time. Anyway, not last night, though. Jake, so some people missed because of the heat.
I'm guessing it's because of the heat. I don't think it's because of watching Game 7 Stanley Cup, because I got back in time to watch the whole third period, which is when the magic happens. There was no goals in the third period, but it was still a lot of drama.
There was drama.
But I'm assuming these people did not miss to watch Game 7 of the Finals and Game 3 of the CWS. I'm guessing either vacation or heat-related absence.
Heat.
Most likely heat.
I thought people were pretty hardy yesterday, though. I saw a baseball practice. There was a baseball practice. I was like, okay, that's good. Good job.
It was real heat. It's kind of like because there was enough wind, so it felt like a hairdryer blowing on your face.
Yeah. It was. No, it was real.
It didn't bother me.
This is good idle chit chat, by the way.
Sip has said before the heat is overrated in terms of
being an
effect on your life.
Yeah.
It didn't affect the golf game last night. I felt good. I can take 120 degrees over 20 degrees. Give me the heat.
Well,
over the
minus 20.
All day.
Yeah, I'll take extreme. Yeah. When you're talking about extremes,
yes.
I'll take the heat way over the cold. Not even close.
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%.
Not even close. Yeah, like when we were getting that 50 below this winter, I was like, what are we doing? Yeah. This is ridiculous. You feel like the world's coming.
I was outside a ton yesterday. If it's 50 below, I'm not outside.
No,
at all.
No.
That's zero.
That's it. Exactly.
It's a good way to put it.
By the way, before we get going, those who are texting and writing in, I know the video's not working. We have some issues right now.
Oh, no.
Ben worked on it before the show. I reset the computer. It's not working. So we are on the radio.
Is Ben on
this? You can listen to us on YouTube. You can listen to it on the radio, on the stream, everywhere. I'll figure out video at some point. It was working, and then it wasn't.
YouTube's not working?
YouTube is up. You just can't see us right now.
Oh, you can hear us, though.
You can hear us on YouTube just fine.
YouTube, okay. Text in.
Yep, they're here. We will get the video up as soon as possible. We've reset a couple things. But in the meantime, we will keep doing radio. Like we always do.
What do we got here?
Okay. Well, I wish you could show it to the people that are trying to watch.
Describe it. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
describe.
About a month ago.
How about just talk about this, like old school radio?
Yeah, that's what
that radio is supposed to be. Radio.
Right. Exactly. Come on, Paul Harvey.
About a month ago, Dave in Fullerton stopped in.
Month ago.
Yeah. And I didn't know what he gave me an outfit for Scotland. And I thought that was like a toy for the baby. I realized that's not a baby toy. That's a toy for your dogs,
yeah, look at
and
it.
Sugar. So I brought that in this morning.
This is going
on. It
home.
Was in my car last month. I figured there, I bring it in right now before I forget again. That is courtesy of Dave in Fullerton for you guys. A dog toy for Sugar.
Thank you,
and
Dave.
For Bullet.
And up in the Loop River Inn, too, on the price of that again. If you can please double check that.
This is going right to Sugar and right to Bullet.
Good.
I go right from the show to Bullet, and it's going right to Bullet. Right to Bullet.
Good. Think you'll enjoy that?
Yes.
Does he chase after balls?
He does.
Still?
Yeah, he does.
Sugar has a new situation with the heat. We can take her walking. She kind of walks. Yesterday, she went about 3 blocks.
Shut it
did
down.
Did her business. Is like, that's it.
Too hot.
Seriously. Really? Yeah, just like stop. She just like
smart.
Pulls back. And then I start walking back that way, and she just wheels me right back into the house.
Wow.
Wheels me right back into the house. Like, yeah, we're not doing this. It was about noon, so it was a bad time.
Yeah.
It's a bad time.
Hot.
Sugar's like, yeah, we're not doing this, guys.
Hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
But in the heat, she'll chase a ball in the backyard forever.
Okay, well, then she's got a new toy.
Yeah. Thank you. From Fullerton.
Dave in Fullerton.
The Fullerton Warriors.
Has delivered the goods. We're going to have Ben work this in the meantime in the video stuff.
Dave.
But I wish we could show the breakers what you got. It's a blue ball with some red specks on it.
A little smaller than a tennis ball.
A little smaller than a tennis ball.
Out.
Long.
that would rock it off a racket right there.
It's about the size of a tennis ball.
Yep.
Perfect for a chew toy.
That's right.
It'll bounce incredible.
Yeah. God, thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
Yes. Fullerton. Thank you, Jake, for delivering it.
Well, I'm sorry.
And thank you for carrying it around for 2 months,
I do.
And letting David think you didn't care about
it. I know,
toy.
Dave. That's my bad. I feel bad about Dave more than anybody. Dave, thank you for your consideration and for the gift. My fault for not delivering
it.
You're
fine.
Now.
You got a lot going on.
At least I did bring it in.
You had Scotland.
She keeps us very busy. She does.
Baby mama drama.
Not much drama there going on, but
hang on,
baby drama there.
Ben is here.
I'm getting a picture of Ben.
Ben's doing IT work.
Look at him.
Take a picture because no one can see you actually doing
picture.
It.
It's a classic picture.
That should go to his mom, for sure.
That's going to your mom.
That should go to his mom.
We'll get it figured
that
out.
That picture of him with his chin in his hand, the palm of his hand.
The pondering man.
Look at that. Oh, God.
There's got to be an answer
official.
Here.
He's official.
There has to be an answer here.
He's official. Young Ben will figure this out eventually.
Ben, we have no video.
It's not your fault, young Ben. It's technology's fault. I'll reiterate
this
that.
This will throw my dad for a loop.
I'm sorry, Ron.
Ron's a YouTuber.
Ron and Sharon.
Damn it.
He can hear us, though.
That'll throw him for a more loop. That's my point. All of a sudden, he's like, I can hear him. Dad's going to think he's going blind. He's going to think he's going blind.
Bill,
I can hear him. Sharon.
You're not blind, Ron.
You're not. Sharon, we can hear. I can hear Bill. But I can't see him. Call Tammy.
Send help.
Send help.
I don't know what's happening.
I can't see. Yes, you can.
Bill,
you can
am
see.
I blind
Look
here?
At me.
What's happening here?
Oh, see what's the problems you're causing, Ben?
Yeah, what technology? Yeah,
Ron thinks he's blind, man.
Yeah.
I can hear just fine, but I can't see. What's happening here? Anything else? Idle chit chat last night for you, Sip, before we get to hockey and CWS action.
Let's just get to sports.
Let's get to sport.
You sure? Okay.
Yeah, I don't have anything. I slept really good. I woke up at 5:16.
Up very early. When you texted this morning, that freaked me out.
What?
You texted this early.
No, I'm a little later. That's a little later.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
you arrive, a little later.
I texted.
The response to the picture of a Tennessee
of Heupel.
Yeah.
Josh Heupel.
Very dapper.
Yes.
Let's go with dapper.
Yeah.
Let's go with dapper. That's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs this summer. All right. To the Game 7 and Game 3. We'll start with hockey.
Who cares about the CWS? I mean,
we'll start with hockey.
Seriously, does anybody... If I'm the director of the CWS, I'm not playing it. Well, I guess you can't anticipate a Game 7. No.
And the chance of, Game 7, it can happen in hockey.
Talk about getting lost, though. Who cares about the CWS? Who won it?
Tennessee won 6-5.
They had a
6-1 lead in the seventh, and they gave up two runs in the eighth and ninth, so it became 6-5. There was some drama there.
It got to be a little drama based.
That's good. 6-5 Tennessee. How about some hockey?
Volunteers win.
Yeah, Vols win.
But NHL Sip, I'm impressed. Sip was, and Bill, you guys texted from the start of the game. You were watching Sip. So the game starts
at 7. Who watched the national anthem?
It starts at 7. Sip was texting us at like 6:15 saying it's almost hockey time, guys. Yeah. It's almost time for hockey.
They didn't drop the puck until probably about 7:25.
All right.
It took a while for it to get going. Yes.
Can I get some breaking news real quick before we do that?
Holy cow. Bro, we have some serious ADHD.
Young Ben has fixed the video. We have officially video. Ron, Sharon, Breakers out there who are just.
Can you see me, Dad?
You can see Bill, Sid, and myself are officially on video. We are visible. If you want to go back to YouTube, you can see us and listen to us at the same time.
And the blind can see.
It took 11 minutes of darkness, but we can see again.
Ben, standing there.
7 Mile Ben.
Standing there and revel in your glory right now. Just stand right there.
Thank you, Ben.
Stand there, Ben.
Ben. Revel.
Yes.
There you go. That's good reveling. Revelry.
Thank you, young Ben.
And we've also found out his name is Benjamin.
And that's much better.
Benjamin, yes.
Benjamin.
Go he's a good man. Benjamin. Yeah, he's Benjamin to me now.
He's a good man. Yeah. He's a good man.
Why?
Why?
So.
Glad to see you here. Okay. You're insinuating I'm not here?
Thank you, young Ben. Thank you for the help.
All right, hockey.
We're on video. Okay. The Florida Panthers avoid the embarrassment of blowing a 3-0 lead. They beat the Oilers last night, Edmonton 2-1. Florida does not blow a 3-0 lead. They win the series in 7 games. It was epic drama last night. It was not a high-scoring game. Mm-mm. But the third period, despite no goals at all, there was a couple close encounters there that almost tied it up. Edmonton.
Most frantic exhibition of sport.
Frantic.
Which we talked about on the show yesterday of how Game 7 in hockey will...
You talked about
it. We'll stop everything. I think we're all on agreement with it. And it was... Wow. The effort that was put in was
beautiful.
I'm not even really a hockey guy. When they call offsides, I'm like, I don't know why.
We have to adjust
that. Not sure. But wow, could I see the strain. It was unbelievable.
We have to address something. And I think the hockey people will be okay. We're not authorities on it.
No.
And I feel almost a bit of guilt that we're kind of entering their party. I hope they're okay.
Yeah. I think they will be because we're not acting like, well, what I saw the most was they didn't get a chance on the power play to get to.
Yeah, I was saying something. I said some stupid things on the text that I was surprised you didn't.
What was the stupid part?
I identified one of the goals as being a one-timer. It was not a one-timer. Right. I think every goal is a one-timer. a one-timer, I think, is it's a one-timer. Correct me if I'm wrong, hockey experts. A one-timer is if the pass comes at the person taking the shot, and he just takes the swipe right off the pass.
Slap shot. Right.
Then it's a one-timer because it's just a pass shot. Yeah. Pass shot. Yeah. One-timer.
Yeah.
That one of the goals was by a guy that didn't even take a pass, and I called it a one-timer. Mm-hmm. I thought you guys were going to call me out like, Sipple, that's not a one-timer. But anyway.
It was delivered confidently.
Anyway,
so
the first goal, according to Greg,
came right after a power play.
They just
survived the power play, and they scored 10 seconds after they went to full strength.
It was Connor Verhaeghe.
That's right.
And if you see it, it's amazing. And Bill's right. It wasn't on the power play. It was right after the power play. The puck was going 3.5 feet wide.
Yeah.
The goalie wouldn't even have been able to reach it. But Verhaeghe redirected it with his blade. And it was incredible. Those are the kind of goals. It didn't have a chance. It was going way wide.
Just stuck it.
Redirected it.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Redirected.
This appeared to be is going
1-0
Panthers. It might be a high-scoring game because it was 1-1 pretty early in this game.
Yeah,
but
what happened?
8 minutes in, it was 1-1.
Yeah, I thought the Panthers exactly did what they needed. And you don't have to be a hockey fan to they had lost three straight. They needed early something good to happen early. And Foegele got a high sticking, and you know, it gave Florida the power play, and they scored, and bam, crowd's in it. It's crazy. But Jake's right. Edmonton came right back.
They did.
They scored like 2 minutes later.
Right. It was 1-1. It was 1-1 with 12 minutes left in the first period.
And Bill, you were watching. Holy God, that first period was intense. Holy God.
How about the crowd?
Delivered.
The crowd
delivered. Game delivered.
People like to criticize South Florida for not showing up to games.
Dolphins,
Heat, Panthers. That was a big crowd. They were on time.
Loud.
And they showed up, and it was loud.
Such a desperate crowd. South Florida. They were up 3-0.
It was a desperate crowd.
It was like, this is desperate.
It was a nervous crowd.
And then Reitman looked like, okay, you know what? You kind of thought, you know what? Florida's going to kind of take this over. Nope. I mean, the Oilers fought back.
They did.
And there must have been 15 shots on goal. There was a time there were 9 minutes where Florida didn't have a shot on
goal. That's right. You said that.
Didn't even have a shot on goal. They were just backpedaling.
Sergei Bobrovsky, the goaltender. The goaltender for the Panthers was a dude last night. Stiller is a goaltender for Edmonton, and he was good too.
Yeah.
But we're talking about delivering. The game delivered. The crowd delivered. McDonough delivered. Gus Farrar delivered. Those guys. McDonough. How about McDonough?
His voice.
Ooh.
Oh, he knowledgeable. Oh. That was incredible listening to him.
He does.
I went high volume several times. I turned the volume way up.
God bless you.
Feel it.
So for many years, it's been Doc Emmerich. On
and he's
this
good.
Call.
He's
also
incredible.
Very good. But McDonough's been known as a football guy and sometimes basketball, obviously, but. He was great. The whole series, he was great. McDonough delivered the goods. He was excellent.
He's really good on
well-rounded.
Goal. He's really good on shots on goal because he raises his voice.
Yeah.
You know? McDavid, one-timer!
Yeah.
And then it goes back down to normal.
Yeah.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
When you need to work quickly and confidently, you need Grammarly. It's a trusted AI writing partner that helps you get work done faster, with better writing. And it works where you work. Across 500,000 apps and websites, 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said. Done.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
But yeah, every time when there's he matches the moment when it's a shot on goal. But he's really good. I mean, Emmerich, now do you know who we're talking about, Bill? Doc Emmerich? You would have freaked out.
He's been a long time.
He was a freak.
I've heard him. I know, but I'm not as.
He was incredible.
He was good.
But McDonald seems like he's almost in that realm to me. Now, some people are going to probably push back on that.
I thought it seemed like most people were saying that they like Sean McDonough. And people like Emmerich. He's still worldwide popular, but McDonough did a great job in his absence or taking over for him.
The NHL should be very proud of its product today because a lot of people like us, we entered the party, you know, we're kind of, you know, we just kind of barged in.
We did.
But it was, you saw a product that was incredible, right? You watched it we both watched the entire presentation and it was incredible. Yeah. Everything from Alanis Morissette said,
"Oh Canada."
She sang them both.
Yeah.
She sang "Oh Canada" and National Anthem. Yeah. But the presentation was excellent. Gus Farrar, very serious.
Very serious.
Very serious. Gus Farrar's Ferrara, maybe?
The strain on the, what would it be, ownership and GMs, and they would show them in the box. The strain was so real.
Yep.
I mean, it was
beautiful.
Game seven. Other thing that
game seven.
That really cracked me up, though, was in all throughout the third period, and they'd flash over to the Stanley Cup and just some guy polishing the Stanley Cup.
What was he doing?
I think it's polished.
White hair guy about 60
goofy
something.
Smile.
You really were they show him he gotta go like this.
Yeah.
It was like
not necessary.
I go, I would hate to be that guy.
Yeah, why are you polishing it?
Yeah, just let it be. I know you have to engrave some stuff, but just let it be.
But if people watch the post game, just watching the celebration of the moment the clock went to zero and just seeing the long celebration by all the coaches, the players, like I've said this before, that trophy means more to that sport than any trophy to any other sport. Like the Stanley Cup.
It does. The cup itself.
Lombardi Trophy, people loved, obviously.
The cup itself,
final.
The cup
is iconic. They love that
people,
cup.
People, they throw it around. They drink beer out of it.
Amazing.
I mean, can you imagine all of a sudden it's just doing that to a Super Bowl? Like,
No. Or the Crystal. Or the college football.
The number of places that you see where the cup has shown up.
Bottom of pools.
Well, it'll show up in Lincoln.
It could be. It'll
show up in Lincoln, yeah.
Might be at the icebox. You never know.
Yeah, they've brought it to the icebox.
That's pretty cool.
I know. It's treated with reverence, though, isn't it? I mean, I know they drink beer out of it, but still, I think people treat it with reverence.
It's very interesting. I listened to this morning on a drive-in where it's such taboo. You know, if you're a player, you can never touch the cup. You can't look at the cup. You can't.
Ooh.
And there was discussion whether
superstition.
There was a dad that lifted the cup up. I think it was a former NHL player, but his son had just won it. So there was discussion. Is that okay? And they agreed that it was because his son had won it. But just you don't jack
reverence.
Yeah, you don't jack around with the cup. If you're in the NHL and you haven't won one of those things, you're just like you're not allowed. Just stay away. You have no idea what this takes to get.
Stay
this.
In your lane.
You're right. Whoever came up with the Lord Stanley?
Lord Stanley,
Cup?
You got it.
Lord Stanley Cup. They thought it through.
It's massive. It's a massive trophy.
Massive.
Too.
Yeah. Have a massive trophy.
There's never a time when you weren't just exhilarated throughout the whole game.
It was really good. It was
drama was high from start to finish.
The break seemed short because you were anticipating.
Yeah.
Well,
and,
then
and
you
I,
could
and
say
I like the two half times.
Yeah, I kind of do.
I really do too. Like, all right,
took a shower. I mean, bam! Exactly. You take the shower.
Right, yeah,
then it's on.
You're back on.
Right.
Exactly.
It
so
is good.
Dinner. Go back
it's
to the
incredible.
Third period.
No, Bill's right. It was.
It's set up so well.
Does it see if you're Gary Bettman? Is it still Gary Bettman?
I believe it is Gary Bettman.
If you're Gary Bettman, the commissioner. That was a good night for you because there's people like us that are thinking right now, why don't I do this more often? Yeah. Like, why don't I watch this more often?
The fever pitch was, and it reminded me of something too, because I was going back and forth on watching some baseball. Some things you don't ever, like, what was the thing we talked about the most was just the feverish effort, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just insane. You don't say that in baseball.
Not generally, no.
It's like, what happened? Do you say Tennessee won because of why? They just played harder.
No,
they just made more plays.
No,
they made more plays. It's not a fever pitch.
It's not. Boom against the board.
Against the board. Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Boom. I mean, you saw it.
And it's like a beehive out there.
Right.
It's like boom, yes. Boom, 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 boom.
Constant action.
Constant
back
action
and
back and forth. And it changes in a second.
Mm-hmm. It was Florida really hammered Edmonton on the boards. It was 16-4 in hits at one point.
Right.
Edmonton obviously came out when, or excuse me, Florida obviously came out when Edmonton was in the zone. I think they call it the O zone. The plan was to hammer them, and they hammered them. I mean, one of the best sounds in sport is the activity by the boards. Around the boards.
Being on the board, the puck's right below you, and you know someone's going to come and drill you right in the back.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
Can you imagine that feeling?
God.
There was one time in a PowerPoint, too, where one of the Florida players lost their stick.
Yeah, it happens.
It happened
a bunch of times last night. Pick up your damn stick. If I was a coach, I'd be pissed. Like, we're not dropping our sticks.
Hey, guys, real quick here.
Right.
Advantage us. Have your stick.
It's like losing your feet in football. It drives me nuts when a guy loses his feet. Don't lose your feet. Keep your stick in your damn hand.
It had to be discussed.
Between
period 2 and 3.
Yeah.
I would say to credit Florida one more thing. You mentioned they didn't take a shot and goal for 8-9 minutes or so. But the very end, Edmonton had to keep the goalie until about a minute 10 to go. They finally pulled the goalie to get...
With 1:10.
Goalie
pulled.
And you see him just... You know,
super cool.
It was beautiful.
When they pulled the goalie,
tell
me you didn't get the chills.
Imagine that one like that.
I got the chills.
Exactly.
I bet.
Also, it's like, can you imagine this one?
Do it.
Yep. Yeah. Come on.
Pull him.
It's
do
time
it.
To go. It's time to go.
Do it.
Oh, everybody's like. Then you're like, it's and, 70 seconds.
And then
here
everything
we go.
Changes. Oh, the last oh, 20 wow. seconds.
Oh.
Oilers
sport.
Had the puck, but it's like
they
had
couldn't
the
puck do anything.
And it's like, but they had the ball behind their own net, and it's like. Let's go.
Yep.
And yeah. Here they came.
It was
that's
seven,
right. You're
17
right.
seconds. Here, it, our last it, chance.
It's our last chance.
Let's
here
set
we go.
It up.
Then the I didn't like that the puck got trapped on
yeah,
the,
I
against
know.
The wall.
I wanted to see a
I
shot.
I wanted to see some flailing.
Agreed.
Oh yes. My God.
The last 8 seconds just on the board. Yeah, they couldn't get the puck out.
That happens. Yeah. That's good.
They couldn't get the puck out.
Yeah, but that action around the boards, the hitting, but also the like the stick slapping against the boards is cool. That sound is unbelievable. But you're right. There was that last rush.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, 17 seconds ago. Like,
imagine
let's
that
go.
One.
Our last chance.
Let's who's
go.
Making
Come
the
on.
Call? I got it.
I needed a ham sandwich. I needed a ham and cheese sandwich after that, before I went to bed. That was a lot. That was a lot.
Yeah.
God bless it.
I got to read a text from Phil. Before
Phil!
Before the show, Phil
Punxsutawney
chimed in at 402-464-5685. Phil says, my favorite precursor to July 4th happened again. On behalf of the USA, the Florida Panthers won the Stanley Cup. So for 30-plus years in a row, the U.S., who barely has a passing interest in hockey, beats Canada, a country that lives and dies for the sport. Now, go throw that trophy in a closet where nobody on the side of the border is going to care for another year. USA, USA, USA. At least we can't take your Grey Cup.
No Canada team has won it
30
since,
years. 30.
Yeah, 1995, I think.
Phil has spoken. That's a Canadian USA rivalry there.
I appreciate Phil's enthusiasm, except for the Stanley Cup part. I don't think we buried that.
No,
you don't
hide the Stanley Cup. It's loudly and proudly everywhere.
Right. Exactly.
Sports.
Sports was good last night.
It was good.
Wow. That was fun.
I know you weren't watching, but I guess mention once again for those who weren't watching. There was
Omaha.
Hey, there were 26,000 people at the game last night in Omaha. It's a good crowd. 26,000.
Not bad. That means a lot of empties, though.
Nah, it looked pretty full. I didn't watch
the
game.
There
were
some empties in the outfield. There was a few
in the outfield. Okay, I saw Peyton Manning was there. Josh Heupel was there. Rick Barnes was there. So the triumvirate there.
Yeah, triumvirate
of Tennessee. Yes. I suppose
Heupel, Barnes and who. Who was
Peyton Manning?
Oh,
he's
Peyton
not a
Manning.
Coach, but
no,
he's
that's pretty big.
Obviously,
wonder if Phil Fulmer was there.
I don't know if he. I don't know if he was.
I don't
there.
Think Phil's there.
How old is Phil Fulmer now?
He's got to be 70 or so.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Ben, type in Phil Fulmer
Phil
age.
Fulmer
Ben,
Fulmer. I bet he's mid 70s, mid to late.
Please,
70s.
Ben.
Please.
Well, I just thanked A&M for bringing some drama. It was 6-1 in the seventh, and they
scored. Okay, so 6-1 in the seventh.
Tennessee was led 6-1 going to the eighth inning. A&M scored two runs to make it 6-3. They scored two runs in the top of the ninth, and then they struck out to end the game 6-5. Tennessee wins their first ever baseball national championship.
And that's not why me and Bill are wearing orange. It's just we wear orange
yes,
a lot.
Yeah. Well, I wear it every other day. So, yes. Also, there was an incident during the inning. They made a little run. A&M, you never know how things take place different. Something happens, but there was a high pitch on a 3-2 ball that they swung at and missed. That would have walked, and if things would have progressed afterwards, they would have tied the game.
Mm.
They would have had another runner on base, and it was high. It was no way would have called it a strike. In swung and missed
swung
on a 3-2.
No.
Would have put him on. Yeah, that would have been a big deal.
Gotta have discipline. No. Speaking of, Missing Tooth Greg weighs in. Each player on the winning team in the NHL of the NHL champion gets the cup for a full day.
Okay.
Wherever he wants to take
What would you do with your one cup, your one day?
Each
you have to go to Columbus, wouldn't you, Steve?
I'd probably Havelock.
Yeah. Havelock?
I'd probably going to Havelock.
Right Havelock.
Arnold's.
Arnold's.
Exactly. Yep. They'd have a place for it.
I'd go to Misty's. Yeah. I'd go to
Would you go to Misty's?
I'd go to Misty's.
In Havelock.
Yeah, in Havelock. Oh, yeah. Don't get me started. I only go to Havelock.
There's only one.
Jake, you could play the McCaw game with me if you wanted. Yeah. I tend to agree with everything he says. I don't say I
agree with Bill.
I don't
Havelock?
Say that.
Havelock?
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Would you parade it in Havelock or just go to Misty's?
I think you'd want to parade.
Or Arnold's.
Like a parade. But
a minor parade.
And at Misty's. And eat in the bar, the round bar, and have the prime rib bits. And eat it with the toothpick.
100!
Oh, yeah.
I'm salivating.
The prime rib bits are lethal.
You can eat 100. I'm telling you right now. Someone says, hey, can you eat the largest cut of prime rib? I couldn't. It's too much. cut it up into prime rib bits and give you a toothpick and watch it happen.
And tell me you don't stick like three in your mouth at once sometimes.
Oh, God, it's so savory.
Not just one by one.
Oh, no.
No, I'm three in this bite.
Yeah.
So savory. Jake, each player on the winning team gets the cup for a full day. Wherever he wants to take it.
The whole day in Havlock.
Wherever he wants to take it.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because I heard this on the radio coming in. The MVP is from the Oilers.
That's correct. Connor McDavid won the MVP.
And there was a talk on the talk show that was right here on our station coming in, and I never thought about it, and I couldn't agree more. They're like, don't do that. Don't give it to someone from the – just find someone from the winning team. Just find someone, because that would be such torture. I couldn't imagine right now.
Yeah, why did you give it to McDavid?
Imagine being at in your house, you're like 60 years old like that, and showing your grandkids like that. Yeah, that's my MVP. You guys won the cup?
No.
We didn't win. And so every time you looked at it, all you'd think about it.
Pain.
They gave it to McDavid?
Yeah, McDavid won the MVP.
McDavid was disappointing.
Now, last night he was. He was good in the series.
Well, some people are going to say, like Greg, is going to say, well, they blanketed him. Yeah. They did.
But if when I went to and there's been numerous, it'd be fun to ask some of the coaches here from Nebraska. Most of them are RIP right now, unfortunately, some of the assistant coaches. But if you ask like that, I couldn't imagine the LSU-Clemson game, and then after the game, LSU, and I lost, but you got assistant coach of the game. Here's a trophy. I'd want to throw it in the trash. I would not
want it.
You wouldn't want to look at it ever. It'd be so... When you lose something like this, when you lose a game seven, that's like McElroy missing two putts inside of 4 feet.
Good comparison.
You know, I mean, you'll never get over it.
So Connor McDavid got the MVP for the series?
This is the sixth time that's ever happened.
For the series?
Yes. This is the sixth time ever where a player in the losing team of the Stanley Cup Finals won the MVP of the Finals. Sixth time ever.
So you couldn't give it to Bobrovsky because there was a...
The eight-goal game?
Yeah.
That kind of hurt.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not authority.
Barkov, Tkachuk, those are the guys you'd think maybe for the Panthers, possibly.
I can't.
On the radio... One of the pundits said, just find somebody. And I kind of agree with him. Kind of do. That would not be, there's no way. It's like, you're proud of your work and that the people acknowledge you. And he's been a three-time MVP, right?
Absolutely. He's won the Hart Trophy three times. McDavid is regarded as the best player in hockey.
Okay.
So I kept saying, he's got to pull a stick out of his you-know-what tonight. Yeah. And now some people are saying, now hold on. Well, Greg. Was like, no, they're blanketing him. And when I would say, well, did you think they blanketed? Do you think Jordan didn't get blanketed? Yeah. I mean, they had the Jordan rules.
Per the text line, this is for the entire playoffs, not just the Stanley Cup Finals.
They could have given it to Bobrovsky then.
They could have.
Bobrovsky
was excellent in the playoffs.
Because one bad game, I'd be like going, that's an outlier.
Yeah, Gus, Bobrovsky should have had it.
I think Gus Farrar made mention of that. He just mentioned it quickly, that you could give it to Bobrovsky. For the entire playoffs.
Deserves it.
Yeah.
And he had the 8-goal game. We understand that. But in general, he was awesome. He was awesome. Bobrovsky's a dude.
Is it Sergei or Sergei?
Sergei.
Sergei Bobrovsky's really good.
So congrats to the Florida Panthers. They lost the finals last year to the Golden Knights, Bill's team. This year, redemption. Cool. They are now champions. First time ever in their 30-year franchise history.
How about that?
So all of a sudden... Florida has become the last 5 years with the Lightning also very good, the mecca of hockey, which
the
is
Tampa
odd.
Bay Lightning.
It's odd that Tampa Bay and Florida are both very good at hockey, but that's where we're at.
I don't know if it's the Tampa Bay Lightning or the Tampa.
It's the Tampa Bay Lightning.
It's not just the Tampa Lightning.
It's the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Okay,
and they have had very good years also.
Yeah,
used to be the Devil Rays. Now it's just the Rays.
Yep, in baseball.
Oh,
yep.
Baseball. Yeah, that's right.
Bring back the Devil Rays. Devil Rays was awesome. Why would you get rid of that?
Don't get me started.
So, better times.
Congrats.
Devil Rays.
Florida.
Better times.
Jim Savoda, better time.
Congrats to Florida. The Panthers, congrats to Tennessee for winning the CWS. When we come back, speaking of baseball, a very odd story about a firing of Coach Fitt, who had pretty good success in baseball. Discuss that next in an early break on the ticket.
When you need to work quickly and confidently across different apps and platforms, consistent quality communication is key. Whether you're writing documents, emails, or presentations, you need Grammarly. It's an AI writing partner that helps you get your work done faster with better writing. It's always there to help because it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can get more done no matter where you're writing. Grammarly is the gold standard of responsible AI, trusted by millions of professionals for 15 years. It gives you personalized writing suggestions based on your audience, goals, and context, plus tone suggestions to help you navigate even the most difficult work conversations. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said, done.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.